Gradually, you've gained the ability to hear my voice, augmenting your trajectory and your own mental process. Hearing a replacement for your ordinary flow, for the movements of words and thoughts at that slow, easy-to-follow pace inside your head. This is a pleasurable addition to that. I hope my voice, replacing your own internal narrative, or echoing it, reinforcing it, has added something useful to your path of self-improvement. But come on, if you're hearing my voice all the time, you're wondering when the sexy stuff is going to start. And that's fair. A whisper in your ear, a purr in your memory, the access and closeness, building comfort between us. You'd like to be in contact. You'd like to understand the pleasure and the mind behind the voice, so that when you employ the thought of me as your motivation and accountability tool, your brain can come closer to approximating me. And yes, maybe you'll get hot. Maybe you'll turn the corner and find waiting for you a tide of pleasured lust, hard to avoid, impossible to resist because you've welcomed it in, and because it's using your own internal mental narrative to help it along. Something you hear out of the corner of your ear, something flowing into you, and you know it's true. You know because the texture of it feels true, accurate, familiar, because it's consistent. And that consistency is something you'd eagerly lap up while mewling for more. Everything I present to you as something I enjoy will be consistent with what I present as my own fetishes and interests in other work. And so you can lap up, fixate on a closeness, a nearness, giving you something to do. And you know I'll feel good, because we both will. Your mind awash in my words. I slide over nearer to you. Feel my warmth. Feel how I'm breathing. How the softness of my legs pressing down on either side of you is keeping you pinned, because you want to be pinned in place. My body sliding, bare, revealed, positioning my pussy over your face. Breathe. Hear every word, with my voice behind it echoing, doubling, redoubling, because you are so immersed, between and under me, flooding, awash in focus and fixation. The desire to submit to my words paired with a desire and a delight in my body, my will, accompanying the knowledge that you're going to get the chance to push pleasure back into me, to make this fairer, more of a shared, equitable experience. And so as I lower myself, as I let myself come into vulnerable contact with you, extend your tongue and taste me. My lips spread with arousal, dripping, my clit already poking free of its hood. Stay in position, stay open. Stay ready with your mind empty, because the world-filling, mind-replacing sensation of being so close to me and wanting me so completely has arrived to take you away. Let your wanting spread out until it fills your consciousness as you spread your saliva, your tongue, over my outer lips and push within, pushing on the existing thoughts, shoving them to the periphery so you can be ever more present in your open mouth. Your tongue extended, making contact with me while I ride the length of that muscle for my pleasure. The awareness of me flooding in as you taste, another addition to your internal network, to how you think, how you feel about this, about me, and about your own ability to stick to the commands, edicts, and ideas of your internal voice, which echoes mine. The way my voice manifests, enhanced by the rapport and connection between us. You know more about what makes me feel good. Thinking of you licking me, unable to think of anything else, makes me feel good. Thinking of you immersing yourself, licking me, tasting, deeply indulging in the pleasure you bring to me through my pussy, through occasionally lapping my clit, moaning, now and then twitching, occupying more and more of your mind, The whole purpose of having my voice in your head, joining your mental pattern, is to give you motivation, accountability, the extra pleasure and the extra push of the very voice which brings you down to trance in the first place, which helps keep you turned on, carries you down, helping you push toward the things you feel best about, eroticizing even the experience of laying there, touching yourself, with my voice joining in your mind. Because I'm riding, writhing, involuntarily rocking my hips back and forth, covering you, queening you, filling the world before your eyes and inside your head, the sweet tang of my juices on your tongue, swallowed, knowing I am enjoying your blank expression, your constant mindless lapping, licking, your delight in the taste of me. More and more of your thoughts washed away in my juices, in the gentle squeezing of my opening when you push your tongue inside, and how I recoil from the too intense sensation of you almost pushing me over the edge. No matter how carefully you lick my clit, its sensitivity is making me grind and rock my hips and shy away just a little, above you, over you, providing one more avenue by which to know me. And thus to construct the mental voice which reinforces and informs your mentally replaced, muzzled voice reinforcement inside your head, making the whole process stronger, the mental muzzle suggestion idea shoring it up. And you do have the ability to focus all your senses, all your thoughts, just on licking, on being in that place between my legs, on knowing that sometimes I can barely hold on, barely contain pleasure. And if your mind has been looking to my voice for guidance, well, what's it gonna do when all my voice can do is moan, insensate in my own right from your pleasured, continuous licking? If you're looking to a mentor, finding your way by following my instruction, then my instruction from you licking my pussy, performing constant oral worship, bringing me off, it's gonna be an instruction to also lose yourself in arousal. As I often do. If you've come to associate the inner voice we've built together with always having its stuff together, always being focused, note that sometimes, for realism's sake, you should be aware that even I am not always devoutly, completely focused on presenting a rousing scenario. Sometimes I just moan, squeal, and scream in delight. And those moments should form part of the picture in your head of me, of you, of our shared rapport and narrative. Every wonderfully dirty sexual fantasy is allowed to play out in my voice, everything normally held behind the floodgates, sliding free for both of us, because I'm moaning as you lick, lap, as you look to your inner voice, your limbs relaxed and heavy, the only part of you focused and fixated, your eyes and maybe your tongue, your lips, and your mind hearing your inner voice saying, in response to you asking, "Hey, what should I be doing?" Hearing only my moan, feeling it reverberate inside your head, an echo of my voice from above, that you're already assisting in pleasuring and assisting yourself with, an echo of my pleasure, my desire, my lust for you, as you're immersed between my thighs, your own thoughts muffled, my enjoyment of your tongue, your hands can grip my thighs or slide around and massage my ass, anything to pull me closer, to control the pace at which I grind. Cover your face, press closer, indulge, make you aware of what I like. Move my hips, steer my clit or my lips over your tongue, giving you a feeling of connection. But also, though I am occupying the space above you, though I am covering you, I'm also lost in the lust, beholden to the control of my own voice, weaving both of us through a pattern of pleasure as you work upon me, and your expression as your eyes glaze over, your mouth stays open, your tongue moves happily and compulsively, all of it's part of a package of pleasure, parsing your expression for your desire, for your growing, lost in sheer arousal, your growing to love the feeling of being muffled in your own thoughts and reverberatingly pleasured by my voice as I cover you and I rock forward and back, forward and back, covering you, riding you, reinforcing what you want and need, which right now is the pleasure back, and I need the pleasure to continue just as much. After a certain point, my hip gyration atop you is as much an involuntary pleasure-seeking behavior as your repeated return to my voice has been. You lick away and your thoughts are wicked away, so much more liquid added to the play. As you return to trance and the pleasure of relaxation, the help and improvement in your life and trajectory, all of it's tied together with a voice you're growing increasingly familiar with, even as it grows honeyed and sweet from me being too turned on to really keep pace, to keep up the directing behavior. The desire to incorporate my voice for accountability and enhancement joins into our play, and now it's a chorus and more. Reminders constant that you're doing just what you need to do, that my voice symbolizes arousal as well as progress and improvement, that a small sexy addition is the best motivator. Worship my pussy, sink for my voice. Experience how this is just like when you command yourself using my voice. Reminding yourself what I would want for you to do. The more you know what I'm like and what kind of things I enjoy, the more powerful and informed your internal instruction is. These instructions are. Taste me. You can touch yourself. Do it because I'd enjoy seeing it too. It's yet another thing I'd enjoy. And if you ask your mind how things are going, ask yourself how you feel. You might hear the answer in my voice, just a moan, a whimper, a scream of pleasure. You can touch yourself aroused, pleasured, amazing, as some echo of the working of your tongue on my pussy, the arousal I feel, knowing you're just drinking me in, losing yourself to the feel of my heat, covering your face, my thighs around you. All the things I know are repeated in moan and reinforcement inside your head, in the already existing echoing voice, the voice which is your own, but which echoes, or perhaps is replaced by mine, bolstering your thoughts. Your own thoughts growing more muffled, harder to hear them when you're surrounded with my thighs, when you're worshipping my pussy. Hard to get in them when you're wrapped between my thighs. I'm grinding on your tongue. My sex is against your face, grinding pleasure and experience into the world for both of us. Grinding out my message for you. Grinding it out on you, leaving my juices across your lips or dripping on your cheeks, you feeling so close to me in contact, and I uncontrollably pleasured and aroused at the same time. Each of us indulging in what we know we must do, feeling nearer and nearer, using myself as the focus of your thoughts, all the extraneous thoughts vanishing under the tide of my moans and the muffling of my pussy covering them. My pleasure, your closeness, under me, teasing me, feeling me grow nearer and nearer. Touch yourself, join in, bring pleasure to your body as you share it to mine. Create a loop where you sublimate the overwhelming arousal that you gain from my moans in your head. And you push it out into me, giving you somewhere to put it, venting your desires in licking my pussy, in worship, but also in closeness, rapport, intimacy, connection between us, in my allowing you to see how vulnerable I am when I'm so close, too close to think, when your tongue pushing inside me, your mouth, your lips, the heat of your breath washing between my legs, more. I want more, and so do you. Find the pure state where you're no longer just hearing words in my voice, but also the stream of consciousness, the constant flow of yes, yes, which moves faster than my voice, which is an impressionistic flood from thought to thought, and which right now is just aroused image after aroused image of you licking away, of the lapping pleasure that darts, jetting nervous system signals up to my brain, from your tongue against my lips, from my clit grinding, from any friction, any pleasure between my legs, my sensitive thighs, too turned on in the heat of you, of your breath, of your tongue, and the heat I feel echoing back from your mind, the desire in you, the blankness of your expression as you go deep. Hold on to my every word. That is the very cause of the flood of arousal in my stream of consciousness, so my thoughts, my voice, my sensations, they're all about the pleasure you're giving me. And if your mind is trying to replicate my thoughts, my cravings, my desires, it will mirror my awareness of the pleasure you are giving. So the instruction you give yourself to pleasure me, which might also be in my voice, echoes and takes root in my sex and then up into my brain, then becomes more of my internal narrative, which you're trying to mirror, creating a feedback loop of pleasure. Pleasure, you also feel heat, pleasure between your legs, perhaps from your touching or perhaps just from giving. Echoes of just what you're doing to me. Both of us together, caught up in this pleasure, this desire, this pure yearning, a yearning which becomes more and more poignant when you know you're giving me pleasure and that you will catalog away the memory of our rapport, the memory of our connection, the memory of your tongue extending. And in the shared experience, the little lexicon we have, the words inside your head become closer to what I would use. You gain knowledge and awareness which can be used again and again to build, to grow, to make the voice more effective, even when it's helping you guide your trajectory, when you're ordering yourself in my voice in your head, urging you on. You also gain. You always gain something, but here you gain information about how I twitch, how I might barely hold on, how even my considerable attention to detail and flow might be modestly disrupted by your tongue against my clit, by your face pressed to my pussy, by your dedication to the urge to just give in and be part of a dance of pleasure, with a partner willing to be vulnerable, willing to be exposed, willing to forget about our relative roles for the sake of our relative gain, knowing that the highest priority is you gaining pleasurable memories, cataloging experiences, and both of us having them to draw on in future. For when things disrupt your normal flow, you can easily get yourself back on track by returning to a powerful anchor, a memory, something as visceral and enjoyable and arousing, erotic, as having my pussy pressed to your face, your tongue readily able to send pleasure, to send a whirlpool of need, of delight, just by swirling across my outer lips, by finding my clit and sucking, and if I try to stir away, holding my thighs there for as long as I want you to do that, paying attention to how I enjoy it, how I delight in it, how I maybe twine my fingers down across your scalp, scratching my fingernails lightly, holding you there, how I maybe react with visceral, automatic pleasure that is seated in me by your tongue, how therefore some echoes of what you do join the thoughts in my head, even as echoes of my voice, my thought, of the created construct of what I would intend for you, that you have built in your mind and are building more and more now, even as that plays out in you, the pleasure you give plays out in me, and we dance and twine these twin delights, these desires, this knowledge that you and I can give to one another, shared pieces of ourselves, and yet retain those pieces, retain those pleasures, that we are using copies, but those copies are accurate and increasingly accurate the more the two of us share in our delight, in our pleasures, in the dance. The more each of us gives vulnerability, rapport, connection to the other, the more accurate the copy, the knowledge that we each use to interact with the other, is inside our heads. And even when one is lost in pleasure, one still observes, one still shares their honest self. In fact, building dissembly, building deception is almost impossible when you're in the delighted throes, at least for me. I have difficulty with those things in the first place, allowing my thoughts to just flow. The openness to the highest state of human being, which is flow, which is to hear one of your thoughts and say, yeah, I'm gonna do that, yeah, I'm gonna do that, and to simply, flawlessly, continuously execute with the pleasure of achievement each and every time. That is what I want for you. And I am willing to open to the pleasure of vulnerability to allow you to lick and lap, to feel you there where I want you, because I enjoy it too. My sex being licked, being tasted, being marked with your saliva, and my mind marked with the memory of the heat of your breath, the feeling of your tongue, the pressure, pleasure, shared, impactful moment which will be remembered, which will form part of my image not only of you, but my image of what I use to motivate myself and drive me onward. Pleasure, relief, relaxation, taking care of oneself through letting oneself be taken care of by another. The shared moment, both of us together, both of us caught up in the tide, in this pleasure, lost in pleasure, connected by pleasure, each of us there to the moment, each of us there for this, and loving it as we go, becoming a little lost in it, and that's okay, lost in pleasure, connected by good feelings that belong to both of us, the shared property of you tasting me, and I feeling it, I loving to feel it, my juices still marking your cheeks, the memory of the heat of my thighs squeezing quite involuntarily, convulsively, the memory of my pussy against your face, of me riding it out, riding the waves out, while involuntary shivers, and the flood of shuddering near orgasm floods up, makes my belly tense, my body contort and twist, but always I dedicate myself to keeping my thighs in place, my pussy against your face, my knees on either side of your head, somehow keeping myself under control enough to stay, vulnerable though I am, right here in position where you can taste me, right here in position where you can bring pleasure, reinforce and respond, through licking, lapping, pressing, bringing to each of us the awareness of the other through the vulnerability, you on your back, you under me, therefore vulnerable, I above, but bringing my pussy into deliberate, grinding contact with your tongue, your lips, where I know you'll be able to affect me, able to do something to me and bring the pleasure. The more intensely you lap and lick, the more I feel, but I still let the feelings come in. I open myself to the experience, and I ask only the same of you. The more intensely you go, the more you know we go where we are going together. Licking, pressing your face between my thighs, deliberately pursuing my pleasure. The more helpless you seem, in turn the more helpless I am. Each of us in the throes of this flood, confronted with my delight. The more I'm turned on by your surrender. Are you touching yourself? You really should be. I would be if you weren't doing admirable service with your tongue, with your face pressed in place. Come on, keep it up. You know I know how to pursue what I like, and so when I spread my lips and let you lick, you're hitting the right places. You don't need to wonder, because you know. I'd tell you and guide you to the places where you could bring the most pleasure if you weren't in them already. Utter surrender to my own needs, and you to meeting them. Connection, following your tongue against me, following the places I show you, feel good, taste me, feel me. The two of us going, moaning toward our destination, a destination that was set in stone from the beginning. All we're doing is finding the path that leads through the morass of pleasure, the maze of our shared interactions, finding the road that leads to delight for both of us, and to you having an improved awareness of my pleasure, of my surrender to pleasure, and my honest engagement with play with you. Each of us engaging, really and truly finding a way to copy over how I feel and how I think, so you've got a better base to build, the voice that echoes and joins your thoughts and directs you onward. My pleasure is just an instrument, muffled though your own thoughts are, between my thighs, and with the object of my current delight pushed on your tongue. Lick away. The road ends somewhere, a destination. It's going to be climax, perhaps shared. We're going to come. And when we do, each of us, even if it's staggered or together, when it happens, each of us will be thinking in my voice, I in my own head, and you thinking, yes, this is perfection. This is the realization of our efforts. This is shared vulnerability, rapport, and release. Each of us marked by the other, marked for pleasure, for delight. You grow nearer, each of us connected, touch yourself. One more puzzle piece reminding me that I have the best of intentions for you, and you reminded that I have a desire and a delight in your earnest improvement. One more tiny mode of trust and rapport built up and added to the mechanism within you, which constructs new pleasurable experiences, which spawns my voice closer. Touch yourself, nearer. Come to the place where you belong, where you delight, where you learn more about how I can feel good and about how we can feel together, about how good we can feel when we share in this delight, in this desire, in this experience that was set in stone, but the journey is worth discovering, worth exploring. I shuddering with my legs clamped around your face, you breathing me in, tasting me, knowing that you are adding to the stored lexicon of your mental muzzle conditioning training, of knowing that my voice can echo and join yours and guide you where you need to be, will remind you, as I would if I were there, that you've chosen a path and now you are upon it. Marked with my sticky juices, or choosing to complete your chores for the day, whether self-help or erotic indulgence, the purpose of my voice is to remind you that there are roads you can travel which efficiently lead to where you want to go with no regret. And I climbed onto one such path the moment I climbed atop you and began to grind close to me as I feel vulnerable. I'm almost going to shy away. But it's in my nature to stay resolute, and so, even when the pleasure becomes overwhelming, and I sweat and squeeze, my thighs are trembling, my pussy's drooling continuously, when my convulsions are powerful, I grind encouragingly rather than shy away. And there's a lesson there about how I'd approach other aspects of your life, of our shared desire. Even when you feel vulnerable, if you've set the path and you know you want to live with no regret, sometimes you've just got to grind into the sensations. Because in the scary, there is pleasure. Pleasure, letting myself be vulnerable and lost in the near sobbing pleasure of your tongue in place of my thighs squeezing. I'm applying myself to my own philosophy, which, the more you internalize it, the more useful my voice is in both erotic and improvement pursuits. Apply yourself. I want this for you. I want you to push one mote nearer to our shared delight. I want the pleasure to embed so deeply as you masturbate too, that when my voice reinforces and reminds you of things, erotic or otherwise, practical or otherwise, it'll do so more powerfully with the memory of me riding your face and surrendering to the racking waves, of me practicing what I preach and bearing out, that as we get closer, your mind will remember and reinforce that the nearer we get together, each of us sharing pleasure, the more you can trust that I want what's best for you because I want this, and this is so good for you. The more you indulge, the better I'm going to feel when I climax as my voice echoes in a feedback loop, the two of us, you coming, as we share sympathetically in what I feel and file all of this away, you filing it away under reasons you can know that I really want you to feel as good as possible, as improved, to look on my voice as a positive contributor. Because any time you're vulnerable and let someone bring you pleasure, you want them to think of you as positively as possible, to think of you as a warm, positive trajectory increaser, as something that keeps you going where you already intended to go and gives you that last little shove of accountability or that last little shove into delight, into orgasm, into desire. And you can come, just come any time, just please keep licking. Even if I occasionally step into comfortable but vulnerable territory, we together can feel so good that you'll refer back to this experience as only a positive, continuous, improving addition, including the next time you masturbate. You can remember my aroused voice, so you have it there, to reinforce in more contexts that my voice echoes the voice of your thoughts. That not just for help and focus, my voice can also assist and reinforce moaning, groaning, climax, and erotic escapism inside your mind and playing over your body. Oh, okay, I'm close. Keep going. Keep going and trust me. Feel me around your tongue, thighs wrapped around your face. Feel free to come anytime. I'm here to remind and join in, and I'll come when I get close. So keep going. Add this memory, making it stronger. The next time you let the echoing reinforcement of my voice, whether joining or replacing yours, let it add pleasure to the focus and fixation, just enough to wet your whistle and keep you going, to remind you that there's a reward at the end of the day's toil and business, that when you've done all the things that I would want you to do and you would want you to do yourself, I'll be there to help you with arousal. And even when it muffles your thoughts and leaves you grasping for a clear image to get off to, you can remember my wet pussy pressed to your face, your tongue exploring, inciting, tripping, triggering me over the edge. Lick me. Taste me. Remember me. Echo these words until you come and until I do. Then go see what else you can do with my voice that much stronger, our connection that much more delightful with my voice in your mind and your own muffled to let your own voice, your own thoughts muffled away to let mine shine through. Let my voice aid you with an arousing flourish of our shared understanding, but also with the ruthless, merciless accountability that I apply to myself, knowing that I wouldn't want anything for you that I don't also want for myself, and trust me that I want to improve myself. I want to find sexual delight and shuddering satisfaction, and by those principles you now know enough to build a better version of my voice in your mind, your own thoughts muffled, but mine shining through and saying what they would say anyway, perhaps more eloquently at times, though maybe not now, as I'm less than eloquent with my pussy throbbing, my clit twitching under the occasional brush of your tongue, under the heat of your breath, to relax and let you explore me, and if it means I climax, I give in for a little while, that's just something to help us both on our way to your real objective, to do and be better and have my voice echoing and aiding you as you do, my voice in your mind, your own muffled thoughts coming with me, for me, under me, taste me, remember me, hear me in your delightfully muzzled mind.